Here's your midday brief for Thursday, March 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The White House says President Biden is holding a video call with the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan to discuss the war against Ukraine and its implications for the Indo-Pacific region. India has been reluctant to condemn Russia's military assault in Ukraine and abstained on a United Nations resolution condemning the invasion. India and Russia share close defense ties and in December agreed to extend military cooperation for another decade. The UN Atomic Agency says that Iran has significantly increased its stockpile of highly enriched uranium, moving closer than ever to having enough near-weapons-grade material for a nuclear weapon. The report comes as negotiations continue toward reaching a deal on restoring the 2015 nuclear agreement, which lifted most international sanctions on Iran in exchange for tight but temporary restrictions on its nuclear program. The U.S. left that deal in 2018. Iran has said its nuclear program is for purely peaceful purposes. And a Tokyo judge criticized former Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn, calling him a greedy and malicious criminal. The judge's comment came during the trial of former Nissan executive Greg Kelly, who was found guilty of helping Ghosn evade Japan's pay disclosure laws. Shortly after his 2018 arrest, Ghosn escaped to Lebanon by smuggling himself inside a large black case aboard a private jet. Ghosn said the judge's statements proved why he couldn't have gotten a fair trial in Japan. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.